This is KLLG LP 97.9 FM, Willits, California. I'm Greg Schindel, train singer. We are now boarding the Bipolar Express. Chugga, 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 chugga up the hill. Puffin' and a chuggin', you know that engine will reach the summit and go down the other side. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety-clackety, clickety-clackety-click. Look at the engine, that's old 45. Fired up and ready, she seems to come alive. Listen to that wailing whistle all round the countryside. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety-clackety, clickety-clackety-click. Up the grade she goes, woo! The wheels are slipping, slipping, slipping.
Whoa! Hey, Greg, you know, I listened to the Bipolar Express last week, and I got a feeling our wheels were slipping a bit. Okay, well, it happens now, doesn't it? But perhaps less talk and more music this time, okay? Yeah, I'm totally with that. All right, Train. Now, you're certainly not known for your great jokes. Isn't that right, Mike?
Ooh.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. See? Whoa, gee, yeah, great jokes.
You had a good joke the other month.
Oh, really? Yeah. Which month was that? Anyway, so, speak to yourself, Greg. I mean, I know I am. I'm not known for my good jokes either. But, Train, you're known for your train songs. And I'd love to be known for my songs, too, you know, the ones I've learned over the years. And I was thinking, you know, we could kind of trade songs on the Bipolar Express today. Well, that's a great idea, Greg. I do want to tell more of the story of Boomer Jack, the Northwestern Pacific Railroad dog. That was by that Lincoln Killian, that former research librarian from Humboldt State. And I mentioned last week that I would really like to read pretty much the story of Boomer Jack over the next few weeks. And, of course, this is the second week, and I'll bet we're going to finish it next week. But today I'm going to be reading from Lincoln Killian's Boomer Jack, Northwestern Pacific Railroad Dog. In Eureka, many train men lived far from the station, so Jack visited them by streetcar. He learned the routes and shuttled back and forth on his own. No great feat, apparently, for a railroad dog. Ray Haley, who ran a trolley from 1913 to 1916, still remembers the free-loading passenger. Now, sustenance was no problem for Boomer Jack. Aside from the extra morsels specially packed in trainsmen's lunches, and the bounty from his overnight hosts, he cased every restaurant along the route. In Eureka, he frequented the alley behind Young's Restaurant and Abe's Chop House, awaiting his accustomed scraps. In Arcata, according to station clerk Blanche Buck, he usually made the round of cater eateries in early morning, returning in time to pick and choose among the late departing trains. Now, if an establishment was the rougher type that catered to working men, Jack simply strode in the front door, sniffed out a railroader, even a stranger, from among the town's loggers, teamsters, and farmhands, and sat directly behind him in expectation of a tribute. Now, when on the move, Jack rode in the engine cab, usually on the back of the engineer's seat box. And when he wanted to enjoy the scenery, he hopped on the fireman's seat and stuck his head and front paws out the window. Yeah, there were inevitably one or two grumpy engineers who didn't want a dog in their cab. He tried to avoid them, but when he couldn't, he retired discreetly to the caboose or baggage car. Boomer Jack's only actual run-in with a railroader occurred early in his career when he called on a female dog owned by Mrs. Sappingfield, wife of the agent at South Fork. The resentful woman dumped a pot of boiling water on Jack's back near his stub of a tail, and a storm of indignation swept the usually placid village as his many friends hurried to the rescue. Tempers eventually cooled and Jack recovered, but for the rest of his life, he bore a round patch of discolored hair over the battle scar. This little fracas aside, his reception everywhere was friendly and admiring, more so as his fame grew. Now, we'll have a little more from this a little later on, but right now, I want to sing live the ballad of Boomer Jack. Boomer Jack. Boomer Jack, head out the cab, his ears blowing back. Boomer Jack, woo, clickety-clack, a vagabond dog, that Boomer Jack. The Northwestern Pacific, the days of log and steam. Boomer Jack, that railroad dog, first rolled on the scene. Hey, like those drifting train men, old Boomer earned his name. All the train folk that he met, no master did he claim. He had a free pass to ride any train along the track, from the Humboldt, Mendo, Redwoods, 300 miles of open track, rolling down to Sausalito and all the way back. Hey, vagabond's life, I lived that Boomer Jack. Ah, from Humboldt, Mendocino, through Sonoma to Marin, 14 years Jack roamed the rails, disembarking now and then. I'd visit friends along the way, glad to take him in. He was no one's dog, but everybody's friend. Boomer Jack, oh Boomer Jack, got his head out the cab, ears blown back. Boomer Jack, woo, tickle-tickle-lap, he's a vagabond dog, that Boomer Jack. Now, Boomer Jack, not the only dog to ride along the rails. They all had names, they all had tails. And there's Little Hop and Oni and Admiral Dewey, just a few of those American railroad dogs and the train folk that they knew. And there was Roxy, Patty, Santa Fe, and Railroad Jack. All railroad dogs in the history of the track. But that old Boomer Jack traveled longer and covered far more ground than any American railroad dog who ever roamed around. Ah, but Boomer Jack ran out of steam in old Willits town. The train folk came from miles and miles around, buried in the train yard, watched over by his friends. Boomer Jack lived a dog's life right up to the end. Boomer Jack, oh Boomer Jack, got his head out the cab, his ears blowing back. Boomer Jack, woo, clickety-clack, he's a vagabond dog, that Boomer Jack. Just a doggone vagabond Boomer Jack. Well, anyway, that's a little bit of the song about Boomer Jack, but I want to read just a little bit more here. You know, the Humboldt Times of July 22nd, 1918, described a typical stopover of Boomer Jack. Quote, Jack is the well-known and much-loved mascot of the train men, a small black bob-tailed terrier, and is welcome wherever and whenever he chooses to visit. He has a free pass on every freight train on the road. He left his train at Eel Rock morning one evening. Excuse me, at Eel Rock Monday evening. Enjoyed a refreshing bath in the river. Inspected the track and station. Visited the school children. And talked impartially to each and every one. And accepted several dinner invitations. He is a great favorite with all the little folk. And fares well at their hands. Finding everything to his satisfaction, he entrained on the next freight. Any place in the road where Jack chooses, he may flag a train by simply waiting in the middle of the track. He boards the engine via the cow catcher and fender and finds a certain welcome awaiting him in the caboose. He chooses his own domicile at all times, and it is the lucky crew that has the honor of carrying him. But, you know, breaking a steam engine wasn't easy. So it's doubtful that Jack really waited in the middle of the track. Nor was he limited to freights, as the story implies. He often wrote passenger trains. Well, since we're reading a story about Boomer Jack, I figured it'd be okay to sing a song about another dog we might have here. Yes. Remember that old folk song about that old hunting dog, Blue? Oh, Mike's got the puzzled look on his face. Well, perhaps he wasn't who to sing this? Joan Baez, I think, is the first time I heard this song. And well, anyway, let's see if you recognize this. I had a dog, his name was Blue. I bet you $5 he a good dog too. I had a dog, his name was Blue. Bet you $5 he a good dog too. Yeah, oh Blue, you a good dog you. I toot my whistle, I blow my horn. Gonna find a possum in the new grown corn. Old Blue barked, I went to see. Ain't cornered a possum up in a tree. Yeah, old Blue, are you good dog, y'all? Possum climbed on a swinging limb. Blue barked at the possum, he growled at him. He grinned at me, I looked at him. I shook him out, Blue took him in. Yeah, oh Blue, you good dog, you. Woo. Woo. I baked that possum good and brown. I laid them sweet potatoes round and round. Hey, Blue, what makes your eyes so red? Well, I run them possums till I'm almost dead. Yeah, Blue, well, I'm a-coming too. Woo. Oh. Hey, whoa. When old Blue died, he died so hard. He shook the ground in my backyard. Old Blue died, I laid him in the shade. I dug his grave with a silver spade. I'm coming too. Hey, I load him down with a golden chain. On every link I call his name. There's only one thing that bothers my mind. Blue went to heaven, left me behind. Here. Oh, Blue. I'm coming to. Hey. Ooh. When I get to heaven, first thing I'll do, grab me a horn, blow for old blue. And when I hear that old blue bark, blues treat a possum in Noah's Ark. You good dog, yeah. Oh. Ah. Had a dog and his name was Blue. Bet you $5 he a good dog too. Had a dog and his name was Blue. Bet you $5 he a good dog too. I've had a favorite dog. I mean, I've had a lot of dogs. Not a lot of dogs, but I had my share of dogs. But I had this one. Oh, my. The best doggone dog in the West, I have to say. Well, let me see now. I have a note to myself on this page, and there's this big splotch. It says, turn to the next page where there's another big splotch waiting for you. Oh, there it is. Stop. Is that really where you want to go? I'm not sure. Well, anyway, let's get on to a little bit more from Boomer Jack. And I mean, I have it here and I've lost it, but that's okay. I know what I'm supposed to do. No, you don't. Yes, you do. Yeah, okay. We don't want to get into an argument over that because it wastes too much time. All right, here we go. Now, where did we stop off? Page 25, I think it was. Yes, it was. Here we go. Maybe not. I don't know. Let's see. Yes, it is. Here we go. Page 25 and 86. Oh, this is dead time. Hello. I'm on the Bipolar Express, and this is KLLG LP 97.9 FM, and we are on Willits. I'm sorry. Gee whiz, I somehow lost my place. That's okay. Oh, this is a great story. This is a great one. Here we go. Another story, probably from the Blue Lake Advocate, records a more rigorous episode. One fine day at the Blue Lake Depot, Boomer was having such a happy time with his local canine friends that he neglected to notice the departure of the down train. Now, it wasn't long before he realized that he had missed the train, for he was soon tearing after it with desperate efforts. Now, Boomer may have been a sponger, but whenever necessity compelled him to exert himself, he was equal to the demand, and he followed the train nearly to Glendale. Engineer Sundquist happened to see him panting over the long trestle by the Glendale schoolhouse and waited for him at the Glendale station. Emma Smith of Shively has spent her life beside the right-of-way. She knows nothing of Jack's life, she says, but does recall the shouts among her playmates whenever he approached, and joining in their dash to the tracks to watch him soar by, in ears flapping in the wind, you know, like half out of the cab, and oh my goodness gracious, and out of the window of the roaring locomotive. The NWP operated in two geographic worlds. In northern and the southern divisions, they entered at the Mendocino County town of Willits. Just north of Willits rose the rugged, forested terrain so recently subdued by the track gangs. The railroad clung to the sides of the winding Eel River Canyon, where floods and landslides constantly plagued operations. This was Redwood Country. Now, such towns as existed were mostly crude lumber camps where snorting steam donkeys hauled trunks to the railway and where a pair of loggers might chop and saw for 2 days to fell a single tree. Beyond the Eel, the line traversed the lush farmlands of the Humboldt Bay area, ending at the coastal village of Trinidad. South of Willits stretched the classic California landscape of Mendocino, Sonoma, and Marin counties, rolling green hills and oak trees, vineyards and orchards, poultry farms and dairy pastures. The rails ended at Sausalito, where NWP ferries embarked across the Golden Gate to San Francisco. So, that's a little bit more from the story of Boomer Jack. But gee whiz, you know, if you're going to read a little bit more from Boomer, then why don't we just do something else that has like a dog in it? Woof, woof. Standing on the corner of the road, I'm blue. There's a great big hole in the bottom of my shoe. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Let me be your salty dog. I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Whoa. Hello, Sal, I know you. Hole in the stocking, without you. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Oh, let me be your salty dog. I won't be your man. Oh, honey, let me be your salty dog. Woo, woo. Look out. Woo. Oh, baby. Look out now. That's right. Down in the wildwood, sitting on a log, spring roll, broken out. Oh, honey. Let me be your salty dog. Let me be your salty dog. Won't be a man at all. No, no, no. Let me be your salty dog. Trigger the gun, said go that shot, land over in Mexico. Whoa, honey, let me be your solid dog. Let me be your solid dog. Won't be a man at all, honey. Let me be your solid dog. Whoa. Yes, we are. Oh, boy, you know, sometimes Jack's friends sometimes took him on the ferry for a look at the big city life. And on one such visit, a train man smuggled him into his hotel room. Ooh. Now, the management somehow, through a tactless bark perhaps, discovered the unregistered guest and ejected both man and dog from the premises. Soon afterwards, Jack and his friends were walking through the same neighborhood when suddenly he turned through the hotel door to the lobby, raised his leg against the nearest piece of furniture, and strolled out again. The San Francisco excursions apparently aroused Jack's curiosity about the wider world, leading to his greatest adventure. He never announced his intentions, but one day simply vanished. As weeks went by, his worried friends realized that he wasn't appearing at his usual stops, that no one had seen him anywhere. They began to fear the worst. Then a telegram arrived at company headquarters from some trainmen in South Carolina. It said, in effect, there's a dog running around here with a NWP badge on his collar. Do you know anything about him? The Northwesterners, immensely relieved, figured out the best connections for his return and wired back instructions. And so the wayward Boomer Jack was passed hand to hand by railroad men across America, all the way back to his home line. Now, the details of his journey east remain a mystery, but he must have begun it by stowing away on the ferry to San Francisco, the nearest hub of eastbound traffic. He returned wiser and more famous to his old haunts. He was in his prime. You know, a photo of young Boomer Jack was turned up in a dusty trunk once owned by engineer Andy Kirkpatrick, who died in 1954. The dog in the blurred picture looks sleek and alert. Perhaps a spark of his uncanny intelligence, oh, described by all who knew him, comes through as well. Oh, yes. This dog is just incredible. I mean, what a time to have been living, by the way, for this sort of thing. So, speaking of dogs, I want to sing this little song here. I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn-out shoes. Silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants. The old soft shoe. He jumped so high, he jumped so high. And then he lightly touched down. I met him in a cell in New Orleans. I was down and out. He looked at me to be the eyes of age as he spoke right out. He talked of life. He talked of life. Laughed, slapped his legs down. He said his name Bojangles and he danced a lick across the cell. Grabbed his pants, a better stance, and he jumped up high. And he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh, oh, he let go a laugh. Grabbed up his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, please dance, dance, dance. I dance for those at minstrel shows and county fairs throughout the South. Spoke with tears of 15 years how his dog and him traveled about. His dog up and died, up and died. And after 20 years, he still grieved. Said I dance now at every chance in honky tonks. For drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars. He says, I drinks a bit. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask him, please, please, Mr. Bojangle, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, please dance. Hey, boy. Oh, hey, he's not coming. He's like the dog with no legs. What do you call him? Doesn't matter. He's not coming. I know. I'm not known for those. I'm sorry. Hey, this is Greg Schindel, train singer. We're on the Bipolar Express on KLLGLP. Hey, Jerry Jeff Walker, by the way, wrote that tune. And I believe the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band kind of made a hit out of it one time in the 60s. You know, that part about the dog, Bojangles, it always kind of gets to me. Hey, you know, again, train, more music, less talk, please. Okay, I remember a line from a Mose Allison song. It goes, "If you must keep talking, please make it rhyme, because your mind is on vacation and your mouth is working overtime." Right, jeez. You know, I visited the SW Penitentiary last week. And this inmate preacher, he taught me this song here. I guess. I'm a sinner man, walking with you. Sinner man, walking with you. God only knows what we think and we do. Those things I've done, Lord, can't undo. He will judge me, oh, for all that strife. Find me guilty, guilty of all that strife. He passed his sentence, oh, he give me life, life, life on probation, doing time. On probation, doing time. Report to the man, night and day. On my knee, I pray, pray, pray for the love of Jesus. The love of Jesus, the love of Jesus. Oh, I'm doing time. I'm doing time, doing time, doing time for the love, for the love, for the love. Ah, the love. Love your neighbor, forgive him too. Love your neighbor and forgive him too. Love your neighbor, forgive him too. Don't you forget what has been forgiven you. You on probation, doing time. On probation, doing time. Report to the man, night and day. On my knee, I pray, pray, pray for the love of Jesus, the love of Jesus, the love of Jesus. I'm doing time, doing time, doing time, doing time for the love, for the love, for the love, for the love. Ah, for the love, yeah. Shine your light, shine your healing light. Deep inside, deep, deep, deep down inside. Disperse those shadows, oh, make them flee. Set me free, free, free. 'Cause I'm a sinner man, I'm walking with you. Oh, sinner man, walking with you,
God only knows what we think and we do. Those things I've done, oh, I can't undo. He will judge me before I'm through. He'll find me guilty of all that strife. He'll pass his sentence. He'll give me life, 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 life on probation. Doing time on probation. Doing time. Report to the man night and day. On my knees I pray, pray, pray for the love of Jesus, the love of Jesus, the love of Jesus. I'm a doing time, I'm doing time, doing time, doing time for the love, for the love, for the love, for the love. It is all about the love. Oh, yes. Speaking of love, how much more time do we have to spread all this crazy, guilty stuff?
25 minutes.
Oh, that's just good news to my ears. Hey, so, again, train singer. Ooh, probation. You know, that just kind of makes me want to, just sail away on that spirit trip. Ooh, I love the pit, too. I used to belong to a band of Dirty Dalton and his dirty nose pickers. You may think it's music, but it's not. Oh, boy. I didn't last long there. No, sir. Woo-hoo. Hey. Fun in the studio. Well, I'm gonna take a trip on the old gospel ship, going far beyond the sky. I'm gonna shout and sing, tell the bell to ring when I bid this world bye bye, bye bye, world. Hey, bye bye. Woo-hoo. Shame to me, you ought not to be, and you'd better have a care. Too much fault to find, you'd be sure left behind when I'm sailing through the air. And I'm gonna take a trip on the old gospel ship, going far beyond the sky. I'm gonna shout and sing, tell the bell to ring when I bid the world bye 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 world, bye bye world. Hardly wait. I know I won't be late. I'll spend my time in prayer. And when my ship come in, I'll leave this world of sin and I'll go sailing through the air. Woo! I'm gonna take a trip, the old gospel ship, going far beyond the sky. I'm gonna shout and sing, tell the bell to ring when I'm been in the world. I bid the world, oh world, I bid you bye 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 world. Oh man, I just love that song. I just love the way it lilts up and down and but there's something else I want to get back to, you know. KLLG, let me tell you, is a volunteer radio station. And we're all here because we like to do radio. We're infatuated with the idea of a radio of our own right here in this community. And my question is there anybody really out there? I mean, listening to this radio, maybe in your car? Are you in your car now? Or have you listened to an entire show? And I know I love to hear me, me, me on the radio, but does anyone else? Now, one purpose of KLLG is to unite our community, not only during a crisis as we did during the fire so admirably, by the way, but we're talking about 24 hours a day of local news, businesses connected with each other, events. Let's talk about our town. And I'm hard-pressed to believe anyone is really following my kind of out there bipolar express. We know. The name itself makes one wonder if Greg and Train are, you know, all right. So, is anyone listening this week? Because here's a test for you listeners. If you hear this show this week, now that's either at 10 a.m. Thursday, 8 p.m. Saturday, and Sunday. Please take a moment, just a moment, to call me at 707-459-3739. Yes, that's me. 459, that's it, write it down. Got the pen? 459-3739. Let me know. Are there other ears listening besides mine? I need some feedback. And, I'm carrying on for me, just me and you, Train Singer. Yeah, I love to go home. I really do. I love to go home and play my show. I just love me. But do you, you know, it means a lot to me that someone cares to listen. And it's no sense in inventing a show just for me, I got to say. It's been great. So again, you call me, Greg Schindel, Train Singer, 459-3739. Your call can determine if I continue or not. There's a threat. To bring you my sort of off-the-wall bipolar express stuff. Now, when you call me, you tell me what you like or dislike or you even want from me. Anything. Whatever. While you're at it, why don't you just check out KLLG online at www.kllg.org or call the station 459-KLLG. That's 459-5554. If you get a machine, I usually do, but talk to it. Hey, machine, we are listening and we love you, and here's $100. Or you don't even have to say that, Bob. Just anyway, we record, and today Mike Burgess is in here today, and we record this Bipolar Express every Wednesday around 1:15. It's live, you know. I mean, so the only difference is you can't call me at that moment and, you know, be on the radio and hear your voice and stuff. But if you want to be heard on KLLG, drop in around 1 on Wednesdays and you can join us on the Bipolar Express. I mean, come sing a song, read a poem, tell a story. Remember the word hometown radio. I mean, that's got to mean something to you. Yes? Okay. Well, that I just had to get that off my chest. What a chest you got there, Greg. Oh, now let's see. Hey, at this point, it would seem like we've gone to the dogs on the show, and I do want to bring the rest of the story of Boomer Jack back next week. And but you know what? Aging, I've been feeling it lately. Time just seems to be going by so quickly. I think I can from memory recite Albert Sijo's Aging Declaration. It happens so slowly that you can keep up with it at first with successive minor adjustments of attitude. But in the long run, the change is so radical that one day you see it and you're shocked because you can no longer deny it. To have the remembrance of what we were and have to see what we've become, that's cruel. And if we were put to thinking up a refined torture for a mentality such as ours, carnate like us, you'd think up exactly what happens to us. Trouble is, mentality doesn't want to adjust as body begins to run down. Mentality wants to be as it was in, oh, late adolescence, when fresh brain body made world feel fresh, and we'd have it that way forever. But comes aging into adulthood, old age, and death. Aging is worse than death. It takes longer. Consider it how you will. It remains one of our hardest lessons. Ah, the years, they fly away with you. Faster and faster and faster as we go. And the years of tears, fears and cheers that follow us all the way. Who can tell if they will lead to a better way? Little by little, an hour a day. Gone with the years that have vanished away. Oh, little by little, an hour a day. Gone with the years that have vanished away. Ah, the love you love, you've taken to your heart. Kind of love you knew was true from the very start. Oh, hey, love, for years and years and years, that time won't wash away. Who can tell if it will lead to a better way? Ah, the years, they fly away with you. Faster and faster and faster as we go. And the years of tears, fears, cheers follow us all the way. Who can tell if they will lead to a better way? Oh, but little by little, an hour a day. Gone with the years that have vanished away. Little by little, an hour a day. Gone with the years that have vanished away. Yeah, you know, I've noticed lately how time seems to be flying by. Even in this winter time, you know, we've got a new month coming in, and winter is rolling on, and things that were here last year are going to be gone. This season's leaves will be gone come springtime. Grass is growing. Wind is blowing, and the rain is falling. Never-ending turnaround. Oh, how many times have I wished you were near? Arms are flying, eyes shining, hair falling down around me. Never ending turnaround. Never ending turnaround. so good to be back home. Birds still singing, brooks still talking, ocean calling, ocean calling. Ocean calling, ocean calling, never ending turnaround. I know, Mikey, it sure is great to get away, but yes, so good to come back home again. Ah, thank you. Speaking of home, remember, this is hometown. Radio, and I am on the Bill Puller Express. Look out. I'm starting to lose it, but that's okay. For those of you who do lose it on every now and then you can totally relate to where I'm at. Welcome aboard, but don't forget to call me. I like to play this one song. Here we go. A little bit of the train singer here. When I listen to that whistle, I wake and wait. Wish the railroad didn't run so near. Ah, the rattle and the clatter of that old fast freight keeps making music in my ear. Oh, bum again, bum again. Ooh. That whistle low. That whistle blow, whoa, 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 whoa. Biggity clack, biggity clack. The wheels are saying to the railroad track, if you go, you can't come back. 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 Well, I wouldn't give a nickel for that bum I used to be. Work as hard as any man in town. I got a pretty gal, thinks the world of me. A man to be a fool to let her down. Go bum again, go bum again. That whistle blow. That whistle low. Whoa, 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 whoa. Clickety clack, clickety clack. The whistle are saying the railroad track. If you go, you can't come back. If you go, you can't come back. If you go, you can't come back. If you go, now I lie awake and listen, I wonder if she's late. In my dreams I'm riding on that train. I feel my pulse beating with that old fast freight. Thank the Lord I'm just a bum again. Oh, bum again, bum again. Saying to the railroad track, if you go, you can't come back. If you go, you can't come back. If you go, you can't come back. If you go. Yes, now that song was, by the way, written by Bob Nolan of the Sons of the Pioneers, and I first heard it from the Kingston Trio back in the 60s, I think it was. We gonna have time for another song here? Oh, we do. We actually do. Heck, what the heck? Here we go. This is one I wanna. Let me put on a harmonica for this one. I really like to augment some of the stuff I play, whoops, excuse me, with a harmonica because, you know, variety and, okay, it must be this one. There it is, E flat. Everybody loves E flat, don't they? How many flats in E flat? 3, 4, 5, 10? It depends on how good your voice is, I mean, actually. When Jenny was a little girl, she only dreamed of trains. Didn't play with dolls or those lacy kind of things. Jenny counted boxcars, said it counted cheap. She can go anywhere when she went to sleep. All she's ever talked about was getting on to ride. Living in another time, you could see it in her eyes. Every day after school, she would walk down to the track. Wait for a train that was never coming back. But Jenny dreamed of trains. When the nighttime came, nobody knew how she made it come true. Ah, Jenny dreamed of trains. The depot's all boarded up and the rails have turned to rust. Hasn't been a train through here since the mill went bust. So no one believed her when she said she heard a train. Just a little girl acting kind of strange. But Jenny dreamed of trains. When the nighttime came, nobody knew how she made it come true. Jenny dreamed a train. Jenny laid a penny on the track one day. God we trust, she walked away. The very next morning, all that she could find, a little piece of copper squashed flatter than a dime. 'Cause Jenny dreamed a train. When the nighttime came, nobody knew how she made it come true. Ah, Jenny dreamed a train. Nobody knew how she made it come true. Jenny dreamed a train. You know, that was a song by Vince Gill and Guy Clark, and time got here, and I like to assign little girls on the train, just put their name in it. It really gives them a thrill. We got a couple more minutes here. What do we got there?
Got about a minute and 20 seconds.
Oh, wow. Well, this has been fun. Hey, I'm Greg Schindel, the train singer, and we've been trading tunes with myself. But, hey, again, if you're listening to BPE, the Bipolar Express this week, call me at 459-3739. I'd love to know you, and I'd like to know what you like. So, even call me while the show is on, by the way. Hey, that would make it really special. I could be listening to myself talking to you. So, but we are still going to be back next week. The rest of the story about Boomer Jack. Yeah. It's really fun to not have a show that's all about me, me, me. It's about you, you, you. 'Cause you are riding on the Bipolar Express. Ow! On KLLG WLP, a 97.9. FM radio, radio. A bipolar express. Woo! Look out! On KLLG LP 97.9 FM Willis, Willis, California. La 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 la. Hey, thank you, Mike Burgess. Hope to see ya. Hear ya? Drop me a line sometime. Call me. But if you call me, I'll know it's you. Give me a call, 459-3739. Are you listening? Bye-bye. Woo!